Hello everyone, I'm your moderator Amanda Balby with Consultant 360. Lung cancer is the second most common malignancy in men and women in the United States. Similarly, 9.3% of the population has diabetes, the prevalence of which continues to rise. To better understand the effects of diabetes medication on patients with concurrent lung cancer, Dr. Nina Carlin and colleagues conducted a study of nearly 250 U.S. adults. Here with us today to discuss more about the study is lead author Dr. Carlin, who is a consultant and assistant professor in the Division of Hematology and Medical Oncology at the Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for speaking with us today, Dr. Carlin.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your study and what you found?
Sure. The objective of this study was to identify the effect of diabetes mellitus on survival of lung cancer patients and to determine whether lung cancer and its treatment affect glycemic control. From an institutional cancer registry, 248 lung cancer patients were identified and categorized into two groups, those with lung cancer and diabetes and those with lung cancer but without diabetes. There were 124 patients in each group. The groups were then matched by age and year of lung cancer diagnosis. Results indicated that diabetes does not adversely impact survival and that lung cancer and its treatment do not affect control of diabetes.
So what other factors played a role in the 5-year survival rate?
Other potential factors include age of the patient, comorbidities, and functional status.
And what is the interaction between lung cancer and diabetes? Are they common comorbidities?
Diabetes is common, and lung cancer is the second most common malignancy in men and women in the United States and is a leading cause of cancer-related death worldwide. The association between diabetes and lung cancer risk continues to be controversial, with some studies reporting an increased risk of lung cancer with diabetes and others reporting a decreased risk. As with many other types of malignancies that coexist with diabetes, the risk factors overlap, such as central adiposity and chronic inflammation. Although total body mass index is inversely related to lung cancer risk, waist circumference with central adiposity is positively associated with risk.
Do you think there will be cancer treatments that could treat comorbidities and vice versa?
That is an excellent question, but remains to be seen. There may be a role for diabetes medication to treat certain cancers, such as metformin, but this is not currently standard of care.
What else should our audience know about the interaction between lung cancer and diabetes and/or treating patients with these conditions?
Lung cancer and its treatment do not appear to affect glycemic control in patients with concomitant diabetes. Also, having diabetes does not seem to increase the risk of dying in patients with lung cancer.
Great. Thank you again for speaking with me today, Dr. Carlin.
Thank you.